Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Third and six. Steps away. McCarthy floating it for Jefferson downfield, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Malachi Starks. His first career interception. And Starks looking for some running room. Tracked down from behind by Jordan Addison. On third and one, McCarthy looking deep. Down the middle, Jefferson and Humphrey get tangled up, and it's an interception by Marlon Humphrey. Humphrey trying to find some room to run, and Humphrey out of bounds near the 30-yard line.
Let him run in after the catch.
And Justice Hill to the goal line, trying to burrow in for the touchdown. No signal yet. There it is. Touchdown, Baltimore. Jackson on the roll, back of the end zone, and it is caught. Mark Andrews with the touchdown.
Highlights courtesy of Fox. One bit of cleanup. Malachi Starks, it was not his first career interception. He got an interception last week. So interceptions in back-to-back weeks. But not a work of art. But Ravens, pretty convincing 27-19 win at Minnesota yesterday. And they've now won three in a row. And with the Steelers' loss last night, they're a game out of first place in the AFC North.
Happy days are here again. How about that?
I'm happy.
Everything comes back around. It's weird. I was more impressed with the defense than the offense.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I you don't really want to belabor the point with the offense because it ended up not really mattering, but it was odd. It seemed sleepy. It seemed off. I think a lot of it probably had to do with their concerns about the offensive line in that type of environment.
Bone had a theory, too.
It seemed scaled back. It seemed very uber conservative. Like, it was different. It wasn't the Monk LJ show we're used to.
It was bizarre. And Lamar didn't throw a pass 20 air yards downfield the entire game. He threw a quick pass, so that's under 2.5 seconds, on 65.5% of his attempts. That was the second highest rate of his career. And Brian Flores, he blitzed the heck out of him, as we all expected that he would. But, Jason, it almost seemed to me that the Ravens were like, hey, if we don't bleep it up, 9 is going to. Like, you give him enough time, he will bleep it up, and you will end up winning this football. It was a grinded out, ugly game, but in a weird way, despite with them trailing at halftime, I never really felt like they were in true danger of losing that game.
And something else, at least to me, there were three drops early. Zay on the first drive, the three and out, and then Andrews and Likely back to back. And I think it frustrated Lamar, so it took him a little bit. At the end of the first half, he started getting into a rhythm, beginning of the third quarter, rhythm again. But I think that got him off kilter a little bit. Because that's a touchdown drive if one or both of those guys catch those balls.
For sure. But you think of it was just self-destruction after self-destruction for the Vikings. You get the three turnovers, the kickoff, three turnovers on downs, 13 penalties for 102 yards, eight false starts
at home.
We were talking the entire week, hey, that's a true home field advantage. That place is going to be rocking. And it was the Vikings that 8 false starts?
At home.
That's inexcusable.
No, I mean, look, we're worried about Ravens special teams meltdowns. Minnesota melted down on special teams. Ravens special teams were really good.
Yes.
Maybe their best game of the year.
Maybe their best game in a while.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, the offensive line miscues were more Minnesota than Baltimore. It was just an odd game. Yeah, just a weird football game. It didn't feel like a normal Ravens football game in a lot of ways, and none of that matters. How it felt, how it looked, doesn't matter. It was another comfortable enough, workmanlike win. Nobody got hurt.
Well, Bateman, but he's got a high ankle sprain. He's probably going to miss some time.
Like, well, what's he done all year?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a role in this offense. Yeah. This version of this Ravens offense, he doesn't have a role. He's done nothing all year. I mean, like,
nobody of consequence.
But to your point, Jason, when you start the season 1-5, you don't have to apologize for any win.
Nope.
Because this is survive and advance time for the Ravens. And now you put yourself in a position where you've won 3 straight games. The Steelers keep tripping over their own feet. And now you're a game back when that seemed crazy talk heading into the bye.
It's different because they were a better team a year ago, but the Steelers were up like 3 or 4 games a year ago, weren't they? I remember watching that Hard Knocks, and they like the early episodes of Hard Knocks, it was basically assumed the Steelers were winning the division, and then the Ravens go on that late run and win the division by, what, a couple games because they beat the Steelers week 18.
Yeah, and look, it's another game, too, where defense early, you're kind of like, I mean, the kid throws a 61-yard pass down the sideline. Mm-hmm. You're like, the number 4 option in that passing game, right, maybe number 5, right? So you got, all right, well, what's going on with Naylor?
And then
they score. And then you're looking at Lamar under a little bit of pressure early, and you're thinking, boy, they're not going to get any explosives on offense today in all likelihood. And they're still able to win comfortably. Like, is that, again, exactly how you'd want to draw it up? Is it ideal? No, but I think it's also, to their credit, it's a feather in their cap that they were able, again, right? It was kind of like the Miami game a little bit in that regard. And then it ends up in the second half being pretty comfortable. You run the ball down their throats in the second half. You don't make any mistakes. They make plenty. And you end up winning comfortably.
Yeah, when things got a little hairy there, Vikings kick that field goal to make it a 6-point game. You respond with an 11-play, 67-yard
drive. Best drive of the day.
Taking up over 6.5 minutes, converting multiple third downs, and you go up 27-13, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. I tried to tell you, Bone, last week that J.J. McCarthy stinks.
He stinks. Not now will you say Cornball McGee.
Oh, man.
And then, dude, they got their talking points with that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
And the thing that I like Kevin O'Connell, you love Kevin O'Connell, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
They were having success running the football at times, and yet they kept letting this kid throw the ball around the
Mason
gym.
Didn't touch it as much as he should have. They could have really, I thought, got a Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside thing going there. Yeah, I mean, almost a 3-to-1 throw-to-run ratio. Look, the interception that Marlon made, good old Marlon. Like, I'll throw a 50-50 ball. Jefferson on Marlon on a post with no safety help. I'll take my chances, especially after I just watched Marlon earlier in the game fall down on the sidelines almost against Naylor. So I don't really blame him on that one. The other one was just was an arm.
Third and inches from midfield.
That's ridiculous.
3 for 14 on
third
down.
You took
down.
Yourself out of fourth down opportunity there. And like I told you guys, my biggest issue with him, is he throws a line drive. He doesn't know how to arc the ball, and he must have had eight balls knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. Like, he's not Russell Wilson. He's not Dylan Gabriel. He ain't a wee little guy.
No,
he just has a weird motion. He doesn't really come all the way over the top. He doesn't get his shoulders behind the ball that much, and it comes in hot on a line drive, and everybody and anybody was knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage.
And again, when you have all of those false starts, they were just ended up being drive killer after drive killer.
How do you have 40 yards and false starts in your own building?
Crazy.
It's half a football field.
They
Crazy.
Said Kevin Seifert, who we had on the show last week, said the most that they've had in the game since 2000. And that was the last one was a road game, obviously. This was at home.
Yeah, and look, so good on the Ravens for taking advantage of all that. They beat a lesser team. But don't make light of it. That's a tough place to win.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Real tough place to win. And you fall behind early, and you don't really do much as a passing offense whatsoever. Your play caller has a really weird day. And to their credit, they're probably scared as hell of their offensive line, and I don't blame them. So survive in advance.
And we talk about lesser teams before we start previewing the show. Sports are funny. Saints are a lesser team. They went to Carolina yesterday and won. The Dolphins, we just saw them.
What the heck?
They're a lesser team. They beat the pants
that
off of Buffalo
stomp
yesterday. So, you know,
they won all four quarters. Yeah. Miami won all four quarters against Buffalo. Don't get it twisted.
So you don't show up, you can get beat in the NFL. Okay, in any sport. They like you saw
especially
it yesterday
in this sport right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
In this sport right now is, I mean, look at Miami the last two games out. Look at Minnesota. Just look through the Ravens prism of their most recent opponents and look how helter-skelter they are from 1 week to the next.
Yeah, look at like it's funny to watch. Like the Lions last week got their doors blown off by Minnesota. They go to D.C. and beat the crap out of the Commanders.
Miami rolled over in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
No part of it.
No.
Yeah. They were done.
No. They didn't want to tackle Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter.
The GM gets fired, not the coach. They don't play for 9 days. Buffalo's beat them 15 in the last 16 times. They averaged 33 points a game with Josh Allen against them. And Josh Allen didn't score until garbage time.
No.
Like,
it was something okay. else. Massive victory Monday show. It's our usual guest on a Monday. Jonah Schaefer, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He'll join us at 4. And our own Cordell Woodland talking Ravens at 5.
Yeah. Pretty much all NFL show today. That's Purple Mondays when you're in the thick of a playoff push. And it's still very early days in baseball, hot stove, obviously. We may get around to Maryland a little bit here at some point. Not to great length, more for tomorrow, but got Regents meeting and behind doors scuffling and scurrying.
Yeah.
And it was another, it was a brutal weekend for football program.
Yeah. It is not great for basketball either.
No.
Coming up next, though, Jason alluded to it. Is the defense good? We take a look at their defense yesterday against the Vikings next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.